This is the city. Love of Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us from the Lovell Chronicle. It is their November 7th edition covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of October 28th through November 3rd. On October 29th, officers received a report of a heated argument between a couple that took place 3 days before. Just found out about it.
Let me stew on this a while. And...
Upon responding to the report 3 days later, officers discovered the female party had fled the scene. Huh? It was later discovered the female party had an outstanding warrant for her arrest out of Montana. The incident is under investigation. Reminds me of the Leave It to Beaver episode, Russ, when Ward raised his voice to June because she had a warrant out of Montana.
Then that never happened.
And then Beaver said, well, I don't know, Wally. I don't know. On October 30th, a structure fire broke out at on East Main Street after a toaster cooking Pop-Tarts malfunctioned and caught fire instead of releasing the tarts.
Just blew up.
The Pop-Tart didn't Pop-Tart, according to Assistant Fire Chief Bob Mangus. There wasn't any jelly in them, I can tell you that. The cabinets within the single resident apartment were damaged, as well as a portion of the roof. Fire was easily contained by the Lovell Fire Department. No injuries reported.
Except for the Pop-Tart.
Except for the Pop-Tart. They didn't Pop-Tart, Russ. I don't think they...
I hate it when that happens.
I don't think that's part of their ad for them to Pop-Tart. You know, Pop-Tart, they pop up, the whole thing is supposed to be about. So, I'm no advertiser. Oh, wait, I am an advertiser. Never mind. Also, on October 31st, officers were called to a resident on West Main Street after residents believed to have heard footsteps and banging noises in their residence by a possible intruder. Officers were unable to locate any intruder after doing a search of the house and the surrounding area on Halloween. So, somebody heard noises on Halloween, Russ. What's going to happen now?
And they were pretty sure it wasn't Santa.
No. Police report structure fire caused by toaster.
Okay. Oh, I would have gone with exploding Pop-Tart.
Yeah. So something didn't Pop-Tart. What? I'm going to read that. Let's go to the sheriff's department. They include on October 29th, a semi-truck found itself on Highway 14A East after the driver's GPS led him over the mountains. Upon losing control on its descent, the driver opted to slide into a barrier instead of toppling off the mountainside. There are no injuries in the crash. GPS said to go over that highway.
Yeah. I wonder if this guy's ever fallen victim to a phone scam.
Oh, yeah.
He does everything
that
anything tells him to do.
You know that he's clicking on wherever he's at.
Yeah.
Also, an unknown vehicle collided with several feet of fence on Highway 310 after sliding off the road, demolishing a gate structure, and fleeing the scene. The driver didn't inform authorities of the damage's cause. Later that day, seven horses got loose onto the highway, resulting in one of them getting hit by a vehicle and breaking its leg. It was determined necessary to euthanize the horse. Sheriff Ken Blackburn referred to the incident as a tragedy and said the driver who destroyed the gate is being sought for criminal charges. Sheriff's Department is requesting that anyone who saw anything at the scene contact the department.
Well, I hope they find them.
Yeah. And, it just crashes into the fence. And, I'm more concerned for me than anybody else or animals, too. I'm just going to leave, so... On October 31st, a mountain lion was reported crossing a field at 172 Highway 14A East. Deputies investigated the scene and reported the sighting to the Game and Fish Department. So they have been lots of large predators. Some are saying there's more than one in Big Wind County.
I would imagine.
Might be a bear. too out there. So there's mountain lions and bears now wandering around, and they seem to be going after Bighorn County dogs and other, and also livestock too. So put your sheep in the house, people.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, deputies participated in the annual trunk or treat in Byron, where they passed out bags of candy, played games, handled traffic control, and performed other acts of community service. So, I don't know what the other acts of community service is, but while they're playing a game,
they're doing
traffic control. How do you know that, you know, it's a game and then it's traffic control or vice versa? You don't know. I could get arrested or I could win.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, on November 3rd, deputies received a report of trespassing near Beaver Flats on Road 20 East Level. Blackburn said the department encourages hunters to be respectful of private property while on the hunt. Good idea not to go into someone's property to hunt deer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sheriff's report headline, gate damaged in vehicle crash results in death of horse. So... yeah, I'd probably read that, too.
Yeah.
So, also, there was a story in the Chronicle about a juvenile couple found after fleeing without winter clothing.
Oh, jeez.
A Lovell juvenile and a Powell juvenile are safe and back in their homes after going on the run Halloween night without any form of winter clothing. The incident sparked an inter-county search between the Lovell and Powell police departments for the teenage couple that led to their discovery in Lovell the evening of November 2nd. So it was on Halloween night, so they were on the lam for 2 days.
Yeah.
According to Lovell Police Chief Dan Laffin, the two juveniles were a 15-year-old female from Lovell and a 17-year-old male from Powell. After an argument with the female's parents, both of them fled the female's residence. You don't understand our love.
It's eternal and enduring. We'll show you.
The two left with no coats, hats, gloves, blankets, or any cold weather accessories. Their disappearance was reported to the Powell Police Department and Lovell Police Department. Entered the 15-year-old juvenile in the National Crime Information Center in case she was found outside the state. Couple was found on Saturday night after nearby residents noticed unusual activity in a Lovell household. Police located both at the residence. So they ran away to the neighbor's house. So.
And what kind of unusual activity? I mean, was there
it was probably an abandoned house, I'm guessing, and the lights were on,
right.
You know, and whatever Britney was playing loud. I don't know what these teenagers are doing.
It was a little chilly on Halloween night.
Oh, yeah. So that's why they went to a local house.
Our love will keep us warm.
Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They included disturbance on West North. Received report of a male subject who was stomping up and down the street and cussing. Officers responded, checked the area, never able to locate the stomper. Gone on arrival. What were you doing, Ross?
Stomping and cussing.
There is a squirrel on your yard. Yes, he is.
That's Loki's department.
Let's see. Traffic stop, expired registration. Traffic stop, no registration and no proof of insurance. So, got to deal with the government one way or another, Ross.
Yep.
So, harassment, Carey Street. Received report of harassment. Officer spoke with the RP. Gave them options on how to handle the situation. I mean, don't open up that email or look at the or block them on your phone. That's an option, Russ.
Be suspicious of everything. And just remember, strangers are not going to call or email you out of the blue offering you money.
Yeah, this is a harassment, though. So it could be your Social Security number is under fraudulent review. Fraud related, North Cheyenne. Report of a fraud. An officer spoke with RP. Incident under investigation. Disposition completed. So if you get one of those, I guess you could report it, but it just goes into the fraud file, which is now No longer paperwork. They got to keep it up in a cloud somewhere, all the fraud files that they have. So it's you just can't, there's just not enough trees for that amount of paper, Russ.
Yeah.
So let's see. Animal stray, doggone on arrival. Traffic complaint, North Hamilton, received a report of a person who had put plates on a vehicle that belonged to another vehicle. Well, it's a topsy-turvy world. An officer responded to the last known location, but could not find the described vehicle going on arrival. So they'll keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, this guy thought he was going to save some money.
Yeah. Theft, Wes Coulter, received a report of theft. Case under investigation. Usually shoplifters are on West Coulter. And then suspicious activity on Avenue F. It was received a report of a guy in a gray hoodie with a ball cap on that was looking in a garage that was left open. Person was also looking in cars. Officers responded, no one in the area wearing a hoodie, I guess. So they were hoodie-less, Russ. There was no hoodies. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Donut Center, where Tim stomps down the street and cusses because it's Monday over at Aldridge's. Appreciate Powell Police and Lovell Chronicle for today's Police Blotter Report.